Ig Body Benz. Remember, I used to be dusty. All right, you ready?
Yeah, bro.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Late Talk, episode 12. I'm Brian Arnett.
And I'm Jay.
And this fool has no energy.
I'm tired as fuck, honestly.
Even though, what is this?
That's a
what
monster.
Flavor is this?
That's the trash.
Why'd you get low carb?
Because I've been drinking a lot of energy drinks, and I thought low carb would kind of help me out a little bit.
Okay, what's this crazy story that you have? Like, I just want to hear it already, because you're like limping around, you're all moping.
I got enough sleep today. I just don't know what it is, bro. I think I've been driving too much. I don't know.
Did you get injured?
I did get injured, yeah.
What happened? I see you limping.
When I went skating with Ipe, bro, this fool was putting me to work. Like, we're skating this little rail, this handrail, and it had a kink in the end. I think you skated it. You were like
that little five stair.
That little five stair. It's like it has a rail, it's a kink, and you've been doing tricks over it. Yeah, I were skating the rail.
The rail?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, well, I got like front board 50, all that other stuff, and I got like really confident. I was like, damn, I'm feeling myself. So I'm a big strength front board it, and I was really close to sticking it. Like, I actually was getting on it. I just had to land it. But now, like, I got way too confident. I was like, oh, I got this. I was screaming, hyping everyone up. And I go for it. My wheel gets caught in the rail. And then I just, like, fall straight from the top of the rail to my tailbone. And, like, I want Ipe to send me the clip because I wanted to show you. Man, it was bad, bro. Like, it was so bad. I could not walk the whole day. I was like, I'm done.
Fuck.
I was on the floor just, like, grump, and I was like, I couldn't breathe. And so my right leg, this whole leg was like numb as fuck. Like, I could not feel it.
That was yesterday, right?
That was yesterday. Yeah. Fuck. So like it hurts. It hurts to walk still. And I always have problems with my tailbone because I injured it before, but this one hurt like bad. So I was like, fuck, man, I'm gonna try to treat it. Actually, like, maybe that's why I don't know what today is. I'm like,
I can feel it.
Yeah, but I'm down. I can still do this. It's like, I just don't feel the energy that well. Like, when I was driving over here, I was writing down stuff. I was like, okay, I got this and this. But yeah, that's what happened in my life yesterday.
That fucking sucks. Well, I had a great weekend.
Start talking about how good. You did have a great, you had a great time last night.
Yeah. Well, let's start with, what was the other day? Saturday?
Yeah.
My whole weekend was pretty fun. Okay, Saturday, I went out with Piotto and the homies to shoot for one of his music videos.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in one of them before, but I was just skating. Like, I skated over them at the skate park for one of his first fucking songs. The song that I used my fucking street part. But yeah. So, like, we had a few locations. It was around locally. Mm-hmm. Some mansion, which was super fucking nice.
A mansion?
Yeah. Was like 21 acres of land. Like,
what the fuck? Do you guys like rent that out?
Nah, the other guy who was on the song, it was one of his relatives, like his stepdad or something. Like,
what the fuck? Yeah. It's crazy. I didn't even know you guys went to a mansion.
Yeah, I don't even think we were supposed to be there. Like, he told us not to post on his story like that day. He was like, just wait till tomorrow. Like, I don't want to get in trouble.
You took flicks out there?
Yeah, like all the ones with the homies and shit. But yeah, it was just for the video. But like, being in a music video, like, being in the crowd is so awkward. Like, especially when it's a new song that I've only heard like twice up until that day.
So what
and like, we don't know the lyrics, so we're just like, just throwing up like any hand fucking signs and shit. Like, but just fucking.
So everyone in there, like, they don't, what are they? Are they like gangbangers or what do they do?
No, they're just the homies.
Everyone's just homies.
They're just like, props.
Okay. So you
just
guys
to fill space.
You guys weren't throwing up gang signs and shit, or like?
I mean, I don't know what they were throwing up. I was throwing up fucking peace signs and shit. Like, I was taking flicks. No, but like, it was just so like,
I can imagine,
weird. Like, I mean, like, obviously, like, you're supposed to like match the energy, you know, be hyped up and shit. But like, you could even tell he posted like a little snippet, and I'm in the background just like, like going in my pocket, like putting my watch on and shit.
I'm just
chilling there, like even people were saying I look like out of place, but like, I was looking, like, I didn't really give a fuck, because I was looking over, and I saw other people that were just, like, just standing there, like, just kind of, like, I saw people even laughing, like, during
really?
The fucking video and shit, which, like, probably fucking kills the fucking video.
Well, in the outcome, it definitely looks good in the outcome of, like, editing it, but, like, during production and all that stuff, I know what you mean.
I wonder if the guy who shot, his name was Henry, I wonder if, like, when he's editing, he like looks at all the faces in the background, make sure no one's doing any like weird shit, or like looks on, you know, like, because it's gotta look solid,
you know?
Especially for a fucking rap video where it's like supposed to look all hard and shit. Oh, and then in one of the pictures we took, I was holding Starbucks next to Anthony and fucking my homie Luis,
uh-huh.
And I was just holding my Starbucks, and like people were telling me like, bro, you don't look hard holding Starbucks and shit. What the? I'm not trying to look hard. I was just drinking Starbucks. So I just took the picture holding that shit.
It was like, it'll be like, normally, like, if you see like a rap video and like people take photos, it's like holding a gun.
They were holding like money
or some shit.
They were holding like money and like fucking Twisted Teas and shit. And I was just right there in my Starbucks, like, I don't drink, and like that's just what I happen to be drinking, you know. Starbucks. Always have that shit on deck. Yeah. But yeah, we shot there. Damn. And then we went to like a gas station. Fucking, we got Chevron for like 30 minutes. It was a fun day. Like, it was cool, just like going around with the homies, just like shooting for his video.
Was Piotto content with it? Like, he was fucking with like how everything rolled out.
Yeah, he's always fucking just like rocking with how everything's rolling. But that sounded like some old dad, like the way I said that right now, he's always rocking with how everything's rolling, bro. Like, that sounded like I was saying like rock and roll, like all right, you kids ready to rock and roll, we're going to Disney. Like,
you'd be the corny dad. I feel like, if you're shut the fuck, you'd be the corny dad giving dad jokes.
I'd be fucking ooh,
bro. I like using Piotto's music. So when I heard that one, I was like, damn, that one's not even out yet, huh?
Nah, not yet.
I'm trying to hear that one. That one sounded hard. So was your first time listening to it at that time?
Yeah, that day was my first time hearing the whole song. So, like, I didn't know the lyrics. So, it's like he's like, all right, for example, he's like, something grabbed my mask. So, like, you know, he's throwing up, like a mask fucking with his hand. Like, and then everyone else is, like throwing up, like the wrong shit, you know? Like, it was just funny.
They're just bouncing their heads like this on. Like,
yeah. Or just, like, showing off fucking money, or fucking just, like, flipping off. Like it's just, like... It's a little awkward because you have to shoot the same fucking, like, we play the song at least like 30, 40 times, you know. We shoot like shit over and over and over.
Yeah.
Maybe not that much, but like, and like throughout the whole song you have to just be hyped, like, mm-hmm. it's like,
you gotta drink one of these. Awkward. That's why, bro, Monster Energies.
Yeah, maybe next time.
Yeah, fucked up.
But we are 8 days into November. I hear you're participating in No Nut November.
Yeah, bro. I posted it on my YouTube video. I posted saying I'm going to participate in it.
How's that going?
I failed the third day. I mean, like, dude, it's typical. Like, these kids are going to... Everyone who says they're going to participate, they're really not participating. They're going to nut in, like, 3 days. But I nutted because I was just like, what is the point? You see, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, in my life, I'm just sitting there bored. I'm laying in bed. I'm laying on the floor. And I'm just like, fuck, like, what's it going to hurt if I don't? I'm just like, I'm miserable, bro. I got to hit it. So I did it. Okay. I nutted.
You did yourself? You jerked off yourself?
I jerked off, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't have sex.
And then... Have you done it since then? So you just like gave up?
Yeah, I just gave up the third day. Yeah. It was the third day I just gave up. But I was telling myself, I was like, I'm really going to do it. I was telling Mowgli. I was telling all my friends, like, I'm doing this shit, bro. They're like, are you sure? I was like, yeah. Like, I don't know why I was taking it so serious. Like, it was like some accomplishment I was going to get. But I failed.
I don't think I've ever wanted to participate in No Nut November. Like, every year I've probably failed like the first day. Like, just not even, like, I don't try to do it. Like, I don't think I could if I tried. Like, I mean, all addicted and shit.
Think about how hard it is. Like, why is it so hard?
I mean, because it's just like so simple to fucking jerk off. Like, it's just
simple.
It's just right there. Like,
why do you need to? It's just simple pleasure, real quick. Like, not even like, it's temporary pleasure.
Relieves some stress. So it's just like trying to go like 30 days without doing it. It's just like. I feel like, especially towards the beginning, like you said, third day, you're thinking, oh, like, it's been 3 days. I already want to fucking nut. Mm. And I got to do this times fucking like 15. Like, these 3 days I've gone, like, I have to go 27 more days. You know, it's like you're thinking of, oh, but I mean, like, if you're 27 days in and you haven't done it and you just got to go 3 more days, you can do it, you know. But it's just thinking of like, oh, that long.
It's too long. And I don't know if whoever could do it, that's cool, you know. But like, I don't know, I started to think about that. I was like, why am I telling myself not to? But I always wanted to participate in it, but now I did. It's been honestly, it was 3 days. Yeah, it was 3 days. So like, I think
in those first 3 days I fucking nutted like 5 or 6 times.
Really?
So I was doing nonstop Nut November.
Yeah, that's normal for us. We do stuff like that a lot. I'm pretty sure kids like this. Like, I think I talked about it in the previous podcast, like, a while ago. I'm not sure what episode, but I was saying, like, when I first jerked off, I was 10 years old.
Yeah, I don't know how.
I was 10 years old, bro.
And cum came out?
No, nothing came out.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have that. That's what you said. Developed yet.
When did cum first come out? I think 13.
It was a little bit like a little spray. Like, I don't know why I did that. But
like it just went under your thumb a little bit?
You got a little Windex? Psst. Oh, yeah. Every time this one talk about like jerking off, when you do it, I know it's just like TMI, but like when you do it, you come and it lands on your like right here.
There's no such thing as TMI on a podcast. We fucking tell everything. But yeah, like if it doesn't shoot all crazy, if it just drizzles out, it's going to end up right here on your thumb.
Right
like
there.
On the top of your hand.
And then you got to I start like, you know, waiting, looking around for something and it's dripping. Like all the way down here to my fucking
forearm. And then after it's exposed from like to the air for that long, it starts getting all liquidy and it starts dripping down.
Yeah, and it turns like it's like water too. Like it'll be white up here, and then water starts going out. Like where the fuck did that?
And then come you have nothing, so you got lick it with.
You ever licked your? No. Have you ever licked it?
I swear I've never.
I have.
I mean by accident, like what I've gotten it. Gotten it like
how an accident?
I don't know. Maybe like it's on me a little bit, and I don't think about it, and I have an itch, and like I haven't not tongue, but like lip.
This was said on accident. This will itch.
So I'll smell it just to make sure it smells healthy.
Is it bad that I do like I smell it? I'm like, oh yeah, it smells good. And I go,
it smells good.
It smells good.
Or like normal.
Like how you're saying healthy. Like it smells like okay. If
it smells like a cleaning product.
Like it does. I don't know what it was, but every time I think...
Anybody is watching this right now that is participating in No No November, they probably, like, exited out to fucking jerk off right now. Like, wait, we're just, like, drilling it in their brain, like, every detail.
Like, this is a cool inside joke. They smell your... That's what I do. Like, if you know, you know, you know, you know. Like, you smell that, you know you're smelling that. I don't know if that makes sense.
I get you. I think it's just, like... Me and you know when we do it.
Yeah, now they know.
People are like, what the fuck? Like, you ever nutted in a sock?
Yeah.
I've never nutted in a sock. But, like, that's, like, a normal thing. Like, I'll be seeing on TikTok people will pull out their nut sock. Like, they use the same one for some reason.
Yeah.
And that shit's, like, hard as fuck, like a boomerang. And they'll just throw it on the... Or I saw this kid that showed his mom his cum sock.
Damn, he must be really comfortable
with his mom. He just, like, went and, like, popped it on the table. It was like this. It sounded like plastic though. Like I don't know. But yeah, some people are like way too comfortable.
Yeah, I would never do that to my mom. She'd fucking slap me.
So you have no plan to continue? Like it wasn't like you jerked off on the third day and then you're like, all right, now the rest of the month I'm gonna do it.
Now
you're
over it? Yeah, I'm just like over it. I'm like fuck it. I mean it sucks because I put it in my video saying I was, but man, I'm over it now. Like fuck it. I don't know. It's just not a process. But fuck jerking off, bro. it's not needed at all.
So yesterday I went to Danny Duncan's show in LA. That was the other day of my weekend. So Saturday was the music video. Yesterday I went to the show. Me and you talked about it on the podcast, like we should go. And then it was sold out. And then last minute he put tickets. I think like more tickets went out because you had to be fully vaxxed for the LA one. And I'm sure people got it like in advance, like got their tickets in advance. And then if they weren't vaxxed, like last minute, they got a refund or something. So like more tickets.
I wasn't vaxxed.
That's why. I thought you got the first one.
I got the first one, but that's not like fully vaxxed. They probably won't even let me in.
Just draw it.
Just put it
yourself.
I don't know. I don't even know. I forgot what I got.
My girlfriend has good handwriting. So
really?
If you wanna,
I'll give her.
I'm not saying I did that, but.
You did, huh?
I can't admit to any illegal activity on.
Is that illegal?
I don't know if, I mean, yeah, because I know if you sell a fake one, well, selling is different. I don't fucking know.
And let me know you guys trying to buy my vax. That my sounds vax card.
Pretty illegal. But anyways, yeah. So I'm pretty sure that's why tickets went on sale. I FaceTimed you. You didn't answer. So I was like, you know what? My cousin Grant.
Shout out to Grant.
He's the biggest fucking Danny Duncan fan.
Oh,
so I was like, hey, you work tomorrow? Let's go. Got his ticket for him. We went. Yeah, fucking. So we get there. Long ass fucking line. We get there like all fucking like right on last minute, and it was cool because when we were walking to the back of the line, like a good amount of people, not a good amount, a handful of people like knew me too, like they were hyped to see me.
Yeah.
Took some pictures and stuff, you know. I kind of like stole the spotlight, you know. And
just got to y'all like that Ryan's over there, and they all leave the line,
go across the street, start my own show, just skate some flat ground.
Oh,
no, but it was cool to like that people that were there to see him were like also hyped, just as hyped to see me.
Mm-hmm.
Like made me feel a little good, you know.
A little good.
I was like, shit, maybe I should fucking be on stage.
Yeah, you should.
Why am I waiting in this line? And I cut with these two dudes. Fuck. Canyon and Dylan Price. The two homies that let us squeeze through. You
remember their names.
Yeah.
That's kick.
They're sick. The homies now. Fucking, yeah, they like recognize me and just squeezed in with them. I could have gotten like the front, low key.
You probably could have if you would have saw someone that knew you.
Right in the front, there was like these people that took pics. And I was like, but I didn't want to like just cut in front of all these people and just start getting fucking yelled at by all these.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Do you think anyone else got mad that you cut in front? Like, I would probably be pissed. I'll be like, what the fuck? Who is this guy? He thinks he's a big guy because he has a.
I mean, everyone ended up fucking getting in. So, like, I mean, nobody really seemed mad. But.
That's good.
Yeah, the show was cool. We get in, fucking, he does his thing. And then afterwards, I ended up going backstage. To like the little VIP room, whatever it's called, because I knew a few of them. Like I kind of talked to Danny, but I wouldn't say we're friends. You know, I'm not gonna go around being like, oh yeah, he's the homie. He's a like homie. When you pulled up, I was like, you know, we bros now. But yeah, he's super chill.
I walked in. Sorry to interrupt, but I walked in. This fool was like, yeah, I'm homie with Danny, and I just came from a show. Or we're really cool and shit.
Nah, yeah, but you know, we go way back, bro, to yesterday.
I was like, all of a sudden, if it goes to a show, he's like, yeah, we're big homies now.
Nah, but it's cool. Like, I didn't talk to him that much, but it's cool seeing him in person, seeing someone like, because he's like super superstar status now, and it's just like refreshing. Obviously, like I knew he was a regular person,
yeah,
but it's like refreshing talking to him and just like. Really like getting to see his like real self and in real life, like he is a real person, and like obviously like everyone knows he came from like nothing.
Yeah,
hell and
yeah.
It's like inspiring. It's like when you see it online, it's inspiring, like, oh, the come up from someone, but like talking to them in person, just like really like seeing his whole team there, like everyone he started with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool, like he came up for nothing.
You said that the whole team, like, no, well, not the whole team, but like Kevin, part of the team, watches your videos.
Oh yeah, shout out Kev. Fucking Kevin, fuck, I can't think of his last name, but Kevin from that fool's old videos. Yeah, he came up to me, or I tapped him on the shoulder, and because he commented on one of my videos like a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh shit, the fucking like watching my videos. And then yeah, he told me, he showed me his YouTube like my videos, like I had like the red bar that he was watching him.
Yeah,
and he said he'd be watching him and shit. And he like gave me like mad love, like respect to him, like because I've been watching all of them, him, Chris Chan, Danny Duncan, like since like the way back.
How's he? Like, can I see him in the videos?
He's
like,
chill.
He's chill. He talks like normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean normal? What?
Because
you
when
how do you think he talks?
When I watched his videos, I mean, the last time I seen him, he was wearing like this thong thing that he wears his thong and it like goes all over. Yeah, shows his ass and everything. Like,
uh-huh.
And he doesn't talk in his videos. He's just like,
well, he's not weird. Like, he's
that's
not awkward.
That's why I pictured him.
You think like in person?
Yeah, I thought he was weird and awkward.
Oh, okay, I get you.
But is he not?
Nah, he's just like normal homie.
Okay, see.
But yeah, tried some Big Dick's chicken coming soon.
Mm.
Got the first, like, you guys ain't tried that shit yet, but I did. It was mid.
I want to try it.
Just kidding.
You should have bought some and put it in your pocket for me.
Huh? They just brought hella and shit. But
fuck.
Yeah, that was a cool fucking, but like my cousin's with me, how I said he's like the biggest fan.
Oh.
And like we get backstage and he's just like, he was like, he doesn't really like drink that much or anything, but he was drunk. And
oh, he
like,
was drinking? They were drinking?
I thought like my cousin, no, my cousin was drunk, not Danny.
No, I know, but like they let people drink over there?
Yeah, like he's of age, so like they were like selling drinks and shit.
Oh, okay,
go ahead. But yeah, he was like, I thought maybe like he wished that he didn't drink since he got to go backstage. Like I asked him after, I was like, do you wish you were more sober? He was like, nah, actually, it was fun like this. But yeah, he was fucking freaking out. I even was too a little bit inside. I was like, damn, like this is crazy just looking around.
Dude, I would have been wild. I would have been like, what the fuck is going on?
But yeah, he was a bit more quiet in person. I mean, obviously, I don't expect him.
What, Danny
to be like going off fucking ape shit, all crazy, like every second of the day. Like, like I said, he's just a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
But I've even had people like tell me in person that I'm quieter and shit. And it'll be someone that I just met. Mm. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I just met you. What are you expecting me to be fucking like grabbing your ass and fucking like I don't know. Like,
start doing everything crazy you do in your videos. Start just like doing it to them.
Yeah, like I fucking obviously like I don't think anybody.
It's more in a moment type shit. Like, yeah. You can't just be chill. Especially he did a show and that was his last show. Huh?
He's probably, yeah, he's probably tired as fuck. Like he was probably like,
or maybe he was.
He didn't even get to upload for like. I mean, he posted. He went on tour for what, like 2 months almost. Fucking uploaded like two videos.
So how was the show? What happened over there? What'd they do?
I mean, I'm pretty sure you've seen it like on his stories, and like they do like the fucking jousting shit, little fucking jump in the crowd. shave heads and shit.
Oh, I got my.
Shut the fuck. I actually thought for a second, but I was like, "There's no way this fool's saving it this far."
Fuck no.
To shave your head like the old man. I probably would have been down.
Yeah,
I probably would have.
Dude, there was some kid that was growing his hair like at least 2 years. It was like down here, fucking did that shit.
I'd do it. Look, my hair's not that long. It's just like right here.
Mine, dude, mine's like this fucking long, and I still didn't want to do it.
You shaved your head bald, bro. Why would you not do it?
Because I already went bald. Why do it again just for
fucking... This fool's head looked like my fucking elbow, bro, like that. I don't know how you did that. That's ballsy.
But what was the... You told me when you got here that you had a serious topic.
Oh, yeah, it's really serious, actually.
Then why are you smiling?
Because that's how I cope with my feelings.
All right. Shoot it.
You ready?
Hey.
Wait, let me fix this so fast. Me and my girlfriend broke up again.
Shut up.
For real.
That's what I said. When
I know.
That's what I guessed. That was the first thing when you said it was something serious.
I know. I told this fool I have a serious topic. I don't know if I should talk about it, but I feel like in a way I should. Because last time you were ranting, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to rant. Like, I'm just going to talk about it real fast. Because if you guys don't know, I had a girlfriend for almost four years. And then we broke up so many times, like so many times, bro. But I think this time I just told her like exactly how I felt, and I never done that. And I feel like it's more in like my own mental like state. Like, I have like a bunch of like demons in my head telling me other things. I could have resolved it a different way, but we broke up on my end. Like, it was nothing against her at all. I just told her, and it turned into this big thing. We started like trying to figure out what to do, and yeah. I mean, she came out to their Bakersfield to talk to me, because after I told her, I texted her, I didn't want to do it on text. I wanted to talk to her. So she came out. We got into a little argument, waited a couple hours, got back together, and then we started talking a little bit. And I decided, I was like, nah, it was really hard, like super hard for me to like tell her that, because it's like she's right here crying, you know, sad. And I'm sad too. I'm like, fuck, like, I don't know what I'm doing. But then I like, why do these things? I don't have like, my emotions like go blank. Like, I'll be laughing maybe, or I'll just be like blank,
like with her while she's there.
Yeah, not like laughing at her, but like I'm just like I don't know what to think.
Yeah,
so she's asking me, why are you doing this? And you know, it's crazy. But she didn't do anything wrong. Like, everything she did, she's like, she's perfect as fuck. Like, if anything, we're still talking. I'm trying to like be good and on good terms, because usually when we break up, it's always on bad terms. But this time I want it to be on good terms. Like, I want to talk to her, make sure she's doing okay, meet up with her. But yeah, so just in case, I know some people, like some of my followings follow her, but just in case you guys, I just don't want you guys to go towards her Instagram and start blowing her up, because sometimes they do that, and I don't want that. So just don't do that, please. It's out of respect. But yeah, it happened like 2 days ago from right now, so we're still talking here and there, but it's crazy.
Wait, why'd you save it for the podcast?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
Like, I was gonna tell, I haven't told anyone.
Uh-huh.
I haven't told no one. I think you're the first person I told, because I just did not feel like talking about it, and I was thinking like, oh, maybe the podcast would be perfect to express like and say stuff how I feel.
It's like, also only been 2 days, you said. Like,
yeah,
your feelings could change tomorrow, you know? Like,
yeah, that's exactly what I do. My feelings change quick, bro. Like, they change dramatically, and one day I want to be with her, and the next day I'm like, oh, dang, I don't know what I want to do, because there's so much things in my life I want to do, and I don't know. And I get like so much shit in my head, but like I said, it's like a me thing. It's not even a her thing, which I feel like shit, because it's not her, it's like me. But maybe time will tell, we get back together soon. I don't know. And that's the thing with me. I get back with her, do the same thing, and it's hard, hella hard. Especially it's like a 4-year relationship, so it's like, damn, it's crazy. But yeah, I wanted to share that. Hopefully it's like, you know, it'd be okay for her, but this is more on my end. Like, I wanted to like express it out and say it.
You said you guys got, the last time you guys got back together, like, was because you did mushrooms, right?
Yeah.
You were in San Francisco with your friends, you did mushrooms, and you were just like really missing her?
Yeah, I think the mushrooms like got me in my feelings, and I trusted her. I was like, oh, I need to tell her, and I started having a panic attack. So we stood all night, and then we called. I'm about to cry. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Well, maybe just stay sober, you know, like,
don't. I'm gonna do hella drugs, bro. I feel like this is the time of my life to do this shit. I'm 22.
But nah, then you're just gonna miss her.
Imagine I do, yeah, like,
you're gonna call her.
All these drugs, I'm like, babe, I miss you. Nah, just kidding.
I mean, do you feel like it was mainly the fucking the distance?
Or
no,
the distance was making it better. The distance made it. We were talking about that, like, oh, I feel like we're doing really good with the distance, but it's just that I don't know. This one day I was just like, we're good. I swear we're really, really good. And then one day I blacked out and I was like, I don't feel like texting her. Like, I didn't feel like anything. I didn't feel like no connections of this talking. And I didn't have that feeling of like, maybe I should hit her up. And like, I didn't have nothing. And then it happened again the next day. I was like, now I was like, I was being really dry with her. I was like, dude, why am I being like this? Like, I could switch my brain, but it's not like I don't feel it. So then I'll just like let her know. I told her like I haven't been feeling it. It's just weird. But like I said, she's perfect. Like, she's, for me, she is. Like, she's good and she's really nice. She supported. Bro, I was living in my car for like 2 years and she let me, like, she even been with me. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy how someone could do that. Like, there's so much shit, like, she helped me out with, but yeah. I mean, definitely, like I said, I don't want to let her go like that. Like, just block her from my life.
Yeah.
But we're gonna find out. We're gonna figure it out. You never know. J Films has in store. We'll see.
Stay away from my sister, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay away from your sister.
I filmed a video of my sister. Did you want to keep talking
about it? That's it. I just wanted to let that go. We're good. Like I said, just
don't get too low in the podcast.
I know. That's why.
We could talk about whatever. But
are you about to cry too?
No, yeah, a little bit.
It looks. Your eyes are getting a little watery.
Yours are.
Mine are watery.
I'm chilling, bro. Wait, I'm good, bro. All
right,
I'm good in my hood.
All right, we're in your hood. Okay.
I filmed a video of my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Her skating. Go check it out if you haven't seen it. And I FaceTimed this dude. Because he's always making little comments and smirks when I talk to my sister. Fool had nothing to say.
Dude.
He said, hi.
Oh, hi. Dude, he faces it at her. I'm like, who is this girl? And then he just happened in there. I was like, dude, like, I don't know who this is. And then you said, it's my sister. I was like, oh, hi. Like, I didn't know what to do.
Dude, the full, like, raw FaceTime was so awkward. Like,
it was.
Even, especially because, like, the internet connection wasn't, like, smooth. So there was a lot of, like, even more awkward pauses. I'd like show it to her,
mm-hmm.
and you'd be like, who's that? But it would like, I wouldn't hear it till like all late, and I would say it at the same time. Like, your voice would come through while I'm trying to say something, and it was just like we'd both stop for like twice as long and pause. Yeah. And be like, it was so awkward.
It was really awkward because I was sitting next to my girlfriend. I was sitting next to her while he called me, showing me his sister. I was like, oh shit. But it was just a whole fucking mess, but this fool made a video about it, and he actually made it look funny, so that's a good thing.
And it was awkward on my end because I'm next to my sister, who I don't really speak to often, and her boyfriend in the back, who I don't really speak to that often either. And I was just like, all right, I'm a FaceTime Jay. If he says anything weird, my bad. Camera shut off again. But yeah, what I was saying, like, I'm in the car next to my sister, who I don't really speak to,
mm-hmm.
and her boyfriend that I don't really speak to, and I was just like, I'm a FaceTime Jay. He has a crush on you, and it just gets all fucking awkward, and I'm like, I'm just kidding. And I was like, but if he says anything, I'm gonna point it to your boyfriend, and he's gotta just like dog him out, act mad. And he was like, nah,
he was super nice. He looked nice. He looks like a nice cuddly bear, but I would not I wouldn't do that to him. He's so nice.
I'm only cuddly bear.
Yeah, this is like, he looks big. Is he
okay? Now I gotta keep you away from both of them.
Just kidding. I'm gonna be at his fucking her boyfriend. That's crazy. How do you fucking handle that shit? Like awkward situations like that. You just like full throttle that shit.
I don't know. I just fucking
honestly, I would not make a video with that of my sister.
I'd make a video with anyone. Something I said I wanted to talk to you about was the Astroworld Festival.
Yeah, the Astroworld.
And like everything that went down.
Yeah, a lot of people were. That's trending right now.
Yeah, yeah. Like that dude. That's like everywhere. And that's not like we're not gonna title the podcast about it. Like I just mm-hmm. wanted to talk about it, just to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like my prayers go out to all the families and everyone affected. I just felt like it was like really quick for people to like point fingers, like to blame.
Mm-hmm.
Like I felt like people were, I mean, I know it's the internet, but like rather than like feeling bad and like
mm-hmm.
trying to like make light of the situation, everyone's just like pointing fingers like, oh, it's his fault. Oh, it's there wasn't this, there wasn't that. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I heard that like some of the security like quit. Like on the spot, like during
on the spot,
yeah, and like there was like fake EMTs, like medical people.
Yeah,
I also heard a bunch of conspiracies, which I don't know are fucking true, so I'm not gonna talk about them. But yeah, apparently, people broke in that like didn't have tickets, which is a fact. Like people were just like, there's so many, not enough security, and obviously like
yeah,
it all falls back. It's Travis's face, so like Travis Scott's gonna get the blame for everything. Not enough security, Travis's fault. People were fucking selling fentanyl Travis's fault somehow. Like
people were getting like stabbed with like needles and shit. I heard.
Yeah, I heard that too. And like people also like some people just fucking got like stampeded, like trampled, like stepped on because people were trying to get to the front. But like regardless of like how it happened, like it's just he didn't fucking want that, you know, like obviously like it's super unfortunate.
But I heard, you want to know what I heard? Like so in your defense, are you like kind of defending him or not? Like kind of like
I'm just kind of like it just happened, like we don't know who's to blame, you know. Like I'm saying like don't point the finger at him just yet. I mean, I'm not saying he's fully innocent, like maybe like there is something he could have done, but I'm just saying like why not just react to the situation a little like lighter rather than like being so quick to fucking blame people.
Yeah, there's some shit going on saying that this fool stopped. He could have stopped it, right? I guess like how can you not see the ambulance in the back? You know, he's facing the crowd. Like I'm pretty sure there's hella ambulances, people going in and out. Like he's facing the crowd. He could definitely see what's happening over there, but he didn't stop it, and like he kept going. And there was like a while back he did like a show, and I guess someone like stole his shoe. And he instantly stopped like the whole show just to get that shoe. And I guess he spit on the person, and there he was telling people to beat him up.
Oh shit!
Yeah, so like, there's I heard stuff about saying like, how can you like stop a show for a shoe, then equivalent to like saving people's lives and just stopping the show. I don't know how big the show was to compare to the one he had now, but that's what I heard. Like, he probably could have just easily stopped the show. And there's in his fucking apology video, have you seen that?
I haven't seen it.
Dude,
this heard it was ass.
It's though. Ass. It's really ass. Like there's so much thing to pinpoint at that. Like this fool is just like trying to like get a tear out of his eye or something. He's just doing this the whole time. Like he's saying stuff, but it looks like stuff like he looked more annoyed than actually like sad. Like he's annoyed that he probably is gonna go through all these lawsuits and he put a black and white filter on it. Like this fool was probably like sitting there and he's like swiped. He's like, oh, this looks a little more sad. And he threw it on.
like those fake ass YouTube apologies or what?
Yeah. Compared to like one of those fake ones, like this fool didn't even say he's sorry either.
Oh no. Like he just like beat around the bush or what?
Like kind of like just like saying like, oh, we're looking for the families to, you know, to we could like help them out in any type of way. I forgot how it went, but pretty much like this fool is just like saying like he was like kind of avoiding like taking responsibility for it.
Yeah.
But he was just saying like, oh, it's like pretty much unfortunate, like sad that he didn't mean for it to happen. Of course, no one wants that to happen. But yeah, it's, he didn't like acknowledge anything that it was his fault, which it's probably not. But
to the ones that was lost last night, we're actually working right now to identify the families so we can help assist them through this tough time. You know, my fans like. My fans really mean the world to me, and I always just really want to leave them with a positive experience. And anytime I can make out, you know, anything that's going on, I just stop the show and, you know, help them get the help they need, you know? I could just never imagine the severity of the situation. We've been working closely.
Yeah, that's all in the stories.
Just try to get to the bottom of this, the city of Houston, HPD, fire department, you know, everyone to, you know, help us figure this out. But if you have any information, you know.
I get what you mean.
I bet Drake is like, just bad chilling. He's like, fuck, thank God that wasn't my show. And Drake was there, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so. I haven't seen like a lot of videos. I was trying to look up, but I was driving over here. I've been driving too much, but yeah, I guess Drake was there.
I remember when Logan Paul's apology video came out for the Forrest video.
Yeah, it kind of like equivalent to that. Like that's how
there was like these people making videos about it, about his video that like could read body language, and they were calling out how everything was just like fake because Logan Paul's an actor. I wonder if there's any like this because like he's definitely like. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, people were saying
people like cope with shit different ways. You know, like maybe like you know, how some people laugh about like fucking pain and shit, or like if they see some shit that like fucks them up, they'll just like laugh about it. That's their way of like coping with it. I mean, the like hand shit and like the exaggerated.
They use their hands or some shit. But this fool was like, I don't know what was that about. I heard people saying he was just trying to get like tears out, like he was just trying to look stressed out or some shit. Cause like it, I mean, I don't know how that feels, but like I would probably be like, supposedly like they're saying too, like, oh, he's, I'm pretty his like manager team probably like said you got to make this video, and he probably just woke up from a nap. I was like saying all that, but
I mean, I'm sure he does feel like shit though. Like yeah. I don't think he like, maybe he was trying to like look as bad as possible. I don't know, but I also know I wasn't at the festival. So I'm just saying, we're just seeing videos, you know, from like TikTok, and like people were like saying that, oh, this like people were screaming help, like he should have heard this and that. And like from my perspective, I'm like, I mean, you could barely hear the fucking person 2 feet in front of you when you're at a concert, you know, and he has like an earpiece and like listening to other people. Like, yeah, if there was ambulances and shit, like he probably should have like been able to see that and shit. I saw this one video where like I think it was an ambulance like far away, and he's like, what the fuck is that? Like,
yeah, he was just looking, he looked off to the distance. And he was just like staring, and they cut off for me right there, the video. But yeah, I like Travis Scott's music though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Escape Plan, Mafia, that shit hard.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen videos from like other shows and shit, and like he'll like he'll call out something. Like I've seen like people get fucking hurt and shit, and like fall on the floor, or, like have a seizure or some shit. And he's like, hey, help him up, make space, you know, like in the past. But yeah, I was seeing how the conspiracies that like he wanted that to happen, like.
The death? For
publicity, yeah, and like all this like crazy, like obviously when something gets that big there's conspiracies about it, like how we talked about Logan Paul, like Suicide Forest, like the conspiracy that it was like staged and shit. Like there's people just saying like all sorts of shit, and that like supposedly the stage was like shaped as an upside down cross, and he rapped about that many, like the number of dead bodies like dropping and stuff, like all this stuff, which like I didn't dive in and like look into all that.
Yeah, so honestly, I don't
know the specifics, but
I don't dive in either that much. I just like look, and I see what people are saying, and you know, I probably should do research before like all that stuff, but like I just see what I see, and that's what's happening right now. And someone told me too that this fool is not going to be playing in Rolling Loud.
Yeah, I think he like gave up his spot, and he like, I also heard that he was refunding everyone that went to Astroworld and stuff.
Yeah,
which is good, but I mean, like I don't think anything, obviously, like, nothing he does is going to, like, bring back the people that passed, you know, or, like, nothing he can do is going to make it up to those families. But also, like, in the public eye, I don't think, like, he's making the right steps. And I don't know about that apology video, but, like, he is making the right moves to, like, at least look good. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, he's doing what he can, but, like, nothing he can do is going to, like, fucking, I don't know, just because he looks so bad in the situation, like it's like if someone fucking never mind, I was gonna compare it to like someone, you fucking murdering someone and then like trying to like
yeah, I don't think like
die back. No, like it's not, I don't know, like
I don't know, we're gonna see what happens from here. That's all we gotta see. We don't know what's happening. This is kind of recent and everything's just playing how it plays, but I'm pretty sure there'll be a lot more stuff popping up on the news or some shit.
I asked on our Instagram to give us topics.
Yeah.
Because this fool had no energy.
And yeah, I was
we're tired, running sorry. A little low on topics. Let's see. I said, no, November. Have you ever gotten into a car
crash? I do have a topic, actually.
What's up?
Okay, so you know, I'm not sure if you're doing it. I don't know. It looks like you're doing it. But there's something on Instagram right now that's happening with all these creators. And specifically, I'm seeing skateboard creators do it. They posting on Reels. Hey, you noticed that recently?
Yeah.
They're posting a lot of Reels. Because
that's what they're pushing.
They're making money off that. They're making money, and then they're giving you Instagram, I guess, has like a budget. They're giving like creators money. They're giving a certain creator bonuses. So for me, I'm able to make like $1,000. That's what
I'm. If you get like a million views, huh?
If you get a million views,
yeah. I signed up for like, I like applied for it. They said I'm eligible, but I just haven't been posting them. Like I don't.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd rather do Reels than YouTube Shorts. Like, I fucking hate YouTube Shorts. Not hate them, because I'd be watching them sometimes.
Yeah, see?
But, like Reels, I like how Reels don't look fucking stupid on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like, because Instagram's really pushing them. Like, the whole app is, like, it looks like Reels could be, like, bigger than... They already took away, like, regular video. Like, if you post, like, a regular edit, it posts as, like, IGTV now.
I hate that.
Or, like...
Right now, I hate
it. It's weird.
I'll probably like it later on.
But, yeah, they're really trying to push the vertical, like... fucking videos, the Reels. But yeah, on YouTube, if you post Shorts and you go on someone's channel,
It just looks ugly as fuck. Like,
it does look weird.
Like, it's got the regular videos and then just a bunch of these weird shorts that, like, don't...
Yeah.
They look all right on the fucking... Everyone's just trying to copy TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok blew it up. But that's what's happening on Instagram right now. If you see, like, people posting, like, a bunch of reels and everything like that, like, they're getting offered money to play these reels. And that's what people are doing. I'm even participating in it. I made, like, a couple hundred bucks already, but you don't get it till a certain date. And I mean, it's, I just put some, you know, skate clips, anything, because like 3,000-4,000 each video, but they actually do help you out in followers. Like, I'm getting pretty good in followers, but yeah, I guess there's a couple of people, I'm not gonna expose how much money they're making, but there's a couple of people making a lot of money, like way more than $1,000, a lot.
Well, you can say how much if you don't name them. You haven't named anybody.
Okay. I could say only one. There's like 5,000 and 30,000.
30,000. All right, guys, go run up my reels. They'll be posted by the time.
But they tell you what you can make.
Yeah, I was looking at it, but like,
what did it say for you?
I'm just at the point where like my Instagram's already threatening to like delete me because they're rolling out these monetization things, and I'm like, fuck, like if I do start making money, then it's going to give them more of a reason to delete my shit, even if it's not fucking...
Fuck it, bro. You're about to get your shit deleted either way. Might as well make some money off it. What was it, like 5,000 or what?
No, it gave me the first, like, $1,000, like...
I think it goes based off of how you were posting before they even offered it. Because this person, I guess, that makes the 30,000, is getting the 30,000 one. He has hit, like, 60 million views.
Damn.
Yeah. And mine's just a million. That shit's hard.
Yeah, I bet. Like, it's like...
I've been posting, like, 18 a day.
What?
I just, like, post a single clip.
I seen you posting, but you don't post it to your feed, huh?
No, hell no.
But posting it to your feed gives it more of a boost, so you're gonna get more views.
It would, but let me.
Do you post some to your feed?
I haven't posted none to my feed. If anything, I'll just throw it to my story, and my story will run it up.
All right.
Because if I post it to my feed, it's gonna look ugly. I ain't trying to do that.
I'm good, bro. Money ain't shit.
Money ain't shit. But hoes and tricks.
We good over here. We got fucking bread, dog.
Okay, I'll post some shit on your story. Shoot me the 1,000. I'll just be on your phone just posting.
Speaking of that though, I had a video blow up on TikTok, that fucking drive through. Can I get the chicken tenders with the ranch? Blah, blah, blah. And it got like 14 million views, right?
Yeah.
I logged into TikTok, or like, I don't really use TikTok every day, so I went on and it said that I was eligible to withdraw my balance, and I had like $500 sitting there.
Ooh.
I was like, all right, cool. But that's crazy how, like, I think, like, 400 of those dollars were from that viral video. 14 million views, you would think, like, oh, that's thousands. Like, on TikTok, these short videos, like, obviously, like, it's cool that I'm making anything. But, like, I didn't think I was going to be able to make anything after they suspended me. But I was just like, damn, like, $400 for 14 million views, like.
Real quick, huh?
Yeah, it was just, like, a fucking video I filmed on the drive-thru. But, yeah. Hey, I don't know, maybe I'll hop on reels then.
Remember you were giving me shit about peeing in the sink?
Yeah.
Look at this shit right here. Peeing in the sink.
Can
is
I
good
pee
for
in the
you.
Sink? Peeing in the sink is actually the green way to go. Mm-hmm. So you're welcome. Instead of wasting 1.6 gallons of water,
I'm fucking saving the environment, bitch. This fool gave me shit for peeing in the sink in fucking Jersey, New Jersey.
Or you could just pee on a fucking tree. And then waste any water.
But there was no trees in the hotel. I'm not going to go downstairs.
Just pee on the floor.
Hell no. We're going to smell like piss in there, bro. Everyone, I encourage you to pee in sinks.
Wait, go on. Do you have Snapchat still or did you delete it?
I deleted it on accident. I can't get back in.
I sent you a video of me peeing in the shower. And it was dark as fuck. Like, I need to drink more water, bro.
Oh, your piss
was
dark.
My pee was like dark yellow, like almost brown.
Bro, how the fuck? You don't drink water, huh?
I drink like... That's my water over there. I drink like, how full is it?
This fool's drinking like fucking Aquafina. That's like so bad.
I drink like this much. How is that bad?
That water sucks.
It's just fucking water.
Yeah, no. You just look at the fucking ingredients and shit.
I think you're thinking of Dasani. Dasani puts like,
I think Dasani and sodium. Aquafina is the same thing.
I don't give a fuck. I just need to drink more water.
It's clear, bro. You can see your piss. You can tell you don't give a fuck.
Let's look at some of these fucking topics because people are fucking stupid. All of them say porn stars, sex.
You guys aren't stupid. This fool is.
No, they're fucking idiots.
He's a dumbass. All right, go and look one
addiction.
Up.
Addiction. Someone for a topic, addiction, specifically jerking off.
That's we're definitely already, is addiction. Into that.
Yeah.
I feel like every episode we should talk about jerking off. At least like once. Like real quick, 2 minutes.
What's your favorite position to fuck?
I like 69, but it's not fucking. I'm just like, I pictured like flipping the body. I was like,
you know, I don't know. So what's your favorite position to fuck?
Put him sideways. Legs spread out like that.
Did you say him? Put him sideways?
Put him sideways. Put him sideways, legs spread
out. That's going to do it for today. Honestly, we might have to wrap it up because this shit had 50 minutes.
Wait, how long have we been talking for?
It's at 47 right now. And it only had 50 minutes left to record. So we got three more minutes. What do you want to jam in? Did you have any more topics or no?
Let me check one more time.
Let me check the fucking... So I know not everybody's an idiot, so maybe they had some...
Yeah, check.
Good ones. What do you think heaven smells like? Never mind. No, they don't.
That's stupid. Who said that? Burn that fool out right now.
Marty dot where you at?
Hey, where's Nick where you're at? Nick dot where you're at?
I just saw him a couple days ago. Got him some trucks. His fucking trucks broke.
Aw, you got them for him?
Yeah.
You should have made a YouTube video about it.
Surprising my friend with... skateboard trucks.
Nah, bro. I'd be like, fuck. I'm sorry. I felt like I fucking failed today. I came sleepy. I came tired and miserable, and I almost cried.
Fuck it. Hey, you got real with him.
I got real.
You dropped news on the fucking podcast, like something that you didn't even tell me yet in person.
I haven't told nobody. This is the first time I speak about it.
Next episode, you're gonna be like, you and my girlfriend got back together.
Hey, you never know. Nah, just kidding. Fuck.
Nah. Wish you luck with that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Stay up. We're gonna skate more, film more. When the fuck you moving in?
We're gonna film more and film more. All right.
Are you still moving in?
Huh?
Are you still moving in? You might have a job opportunity out there in Bakersfield, huh?
I have a job opportunity everywhere, bro. The world's my job.
That's true. That's a good way to look at it. Let's fucking move to like Texas or something.
Dude,
shit.
We could do anything in the world. I want to move. Dude, Sharni is moving somewhere far as fuck. You saw his recent video. I think in Indonesia.
Oh, I see. That fool's moving
out. We should move out there, bro, for a month or two. Like, if we could make money online. All right, look, I'm going to start doing like money. I'm going to try to make money online. I'm going to move somewhere far as fuck, and you're going
to
see.
You have like 30 seconds to talk before the shit. All right,
thank you guys for watching, viewing, and subscribing. I appreciate it. We both do. And.
Go follow our Late Talk Instagram at tlt.podcast. Yeah, because
run that shit up.
We lost some followers because all we post on there is the snippets, but the snippets be funny.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll post them on Reels.
Let's do some Reels. All right. Thank you guys for watching.
I have to take a piss. It's probably going to be dark as fuck.
I'm sorry I was sleepy today, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It also fucking burns when I pee.
Yeah, because you need to drink water, bro. Stop drinking that Aquafina type shit. You young ass motherfucker. Shout out Travis Scott.
Who's making 30K?